Thank you, Chair, dear High Commissioner, distinguished colleagues. Ending statelessness is an ambitious but also a virtuous goal. Every person has the right to belong to a state. It is estimated that today there are approximately 12 million stateless people in the world. What is more devastating for us is that one out of three stateless people is children. To be stateless is like you don't exist. You simply don't exist. You live in a parallel world with no proof of your identity. These are the outcry of a mother whose six children are also denied to access education, healthcare, and other basic need access. We need urgent and decisive action to eliminate this problem. We agree with UNHCR High Commissioner Grandi that this is humanly, ethically, and politically the right thing to do. In that spirit, Turkey fully supports the I Belong campaign of UNHCR. Thanks to the progress achieved in the first 5 years of this campaign, almost 170,000 stateless people gained nationality. We need more concerted action for more progress in the remaining 5 years. On its part, Turkey spares no effort to reduce and eventually end statelessness. We became a party to the 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons in 2015. Our law on foreigners and international protection includes a separate section on statelessness. This law enables stateless people to have an access to all the basic rights in Turkey, including health services and labor market. Thanks to our efforts, we have very few stateless people in Turkey. According to Turkish citizenship law, a person born in Turkey who cannot acquire nationality of his or her mother and father by birth is granted Turkish nationality. In the coming period, we will start a legal work to look into how we can accede to 1961 Convention, including its implementation. We are also closely cooperating with UNHCR in order to raise the awareness of our officials on statelessness. Distinguished colleagues, we are now witnessing a record number of almost 71 million people having been forcibly displaced. More than 41 million people were internally displaced due to the armed conflict, violence, or human rights violations. According to UNHCR, every 2 seconds, one person is being forced from home. This is a worldwide problem which needs a global response. As the leading refugee host, Turkey is in the vanguard of the global effort to alleviate the sufferings of the refugees. We strongly advocate equal burden sharing in the face of this enormous task. Refugees and refugee hosting countries should not be left alone. Global Compact on Refugees is the right guide if we want to help refugees and countries hosting these people. Implementation of the compact could make a real difference to the lives of refugees. Therefore, we call all countries to implement the compact. We see the upcoming Global Refugee Forum as the perfect opportunity to increase contributions of the international community, as well as to discuss how we can further help refugees. Our President, Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, will be one of the co-chairs of the forum. As a co-chair, we would like to call on all our countries present here to work together to make the forum a success. We expect all the relevant stakeholders to declare substantial, durable, and sustainable pledges during the forum. The pledge should not be limited to financial contributions. We should work on how we can increase resettlement quotas and expand third country solutions. Third country solutions are concrete and tangible ways to improve the lives of refugees. With these doors, I hope that the Global Refugee Forum will be successful in bettering the conditions of refugees. We all should take a responsibility in this respect. Thank you very much.